Dumelang. Hello, hello, my friends. Le kae? How have you been? Oh, my goodness, it has been such a long time that I am recording this. This is the 10th, 11th take, because I haven't done the podcast thing in so many months that I was self-conscious. I was feeling awkward. I felt I'm sounding too loud or too happy or too inauthentic or I'm acting. Hey, it's a mess. Oh my word. So, hello, my friends. Dumelang. It is I, Lebopule, your host. It has literally been what? It has been 7 months. Because the last time I recorded an episode, it was February. I don't remember if it was early February or end of February, but it was February. And boy, was I a proper mess. I was a proper mess. And I don't mean in the chaotic, weird way. I just mean in the spiritual and emotional way. I was absolutely exhausted, you know. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you'll know that. I mean, I always just complain about being tired, being tired, being tired. But I think because I have a huge engine, you know, I'm one of those people that can go on and on and on for long periods of time without the need for a proper rest. And this is developed from entrepreneurship. Any entrepreneur worth their salt understands what I'm talking about, because we are literally in the wilderness. You know, as an entrepreneur, you don't have that cozy structure, which is beautiful, by the way. I'm not dissing you guys. I will never diss people who work, because a lot of people who work are my customers and students, so it's okay. But we are different in the way we do things. And so, because entrepreneurs, we don't have that snuggly structure of I have 20 days leave or 15 days leave or komsebenzing bakwala and all that. So we tend to just have this capacity that is created by survival, really. It's survival mode in a way, if you really think about it. Because as an entrepreneur, you really and truly need to survive in the world. And that has its perks. You know, it's got its advantages, but it also has its disadvantages. And one of the disadvantages is that you will not have, so your radar, you know, it's like if you think of a car. You know, a car will give you these lights, or okay, I need service, or something is off, or I need this to be changed. The spark plugs, you know, I don't know if these new cars have the spark plugs things. You need to change this, you need to change the, you know, there'll be lights that show you. So as an entrepreneur, those lights end up not working anymore because they're not being responded to. And they get overridden all the time, override, override. And what you get when you keep doing that is that you are going to literally collapse, either physically collapse or emotionally and spiritually collapse. And mine showed up at an emotional level. I mean, I was a wreck, you know, February, March, April, I was a wreck. Ask my friends. It was really, really hard for me. I've never cried for so long in my life since the days of Alone Book One. You know, the last time I had so many tears or so much crying moments was when I turned 31, when I was alone for the first time in my life, and which led to obviously a few years later writing Alone Book One. So there was a lot of tears, and it's tears of just the sheer hard work that one has been putting over the years building what I'm trying to build. The reality of being in a system that does not support some of the things that we do, you know. I mean, the work that I do, which is teaching, healing, content creation, helping people, is very similar to artists in a way where because you can't feel it, you can't touch it, you can't hold it, you can't wear it, you can't drive it. It's very difficult to understand its value. So the people who understand its value are you, my listeners, you, my students, you, you know, the people who support my work either through buying the books or joining my school or attending some of my events, or some of you who feel like, wait, King Leb, I've been getting so much from you. Is there a way I can contribute? You know, those people. But you would have to have millions. You'd have to have 500,000, million followers, million students for you to start living a comfortable life. And I have no doubt that it will get there. So some of those tears were just that. Or, oh my God, how long? How long? When is it going to turn the corner such that I have a reliable team so we can carry the work? I was not so long ago, I was showing my, I don't know what do we call it, I think it's a business, it's not a business plan, it's a business plan, a business organogram, you know, showing some of the parts, the moving parts of the entire Lebopule thing, Lebopule Empire, Stretch School, Stretch Podcast, Stretch Events, you know, the events, the retreats, and these workshops that I run. I mean, I recently was doing the Mother Wound. In fact, I'll get to that because I've got my notes and I want to talk about the Mother Wound as well. So I was showing this girl who wants to help me get assistance in terms of virtual assistants, people who are good with graphics, sort of like how Tsepo was. And Tsepo is still in the picture, although he's also going through his own changes and metamorphosis, you know. So in the meantime, you really do need help, you know, because I have gotten to a point where there is no way in hell, no way in hell, guys, that I'm going to try and do things alone. Never. Go and come back up, pause a podcast for another year if I have to. But I will never try to do it alone again. It will kill me. So I do need help. And help also, with that help, one needs to raise capital so that one has operational capital, things that I'm working on, trying to get, you know, angel investors so they can invest in the empire, in the dream, which obviously includes Stretch School, which is coming along quite nicely. I'll talk about Stretch School towards the end because we are enrolling for class of 2023, baby. And then Stretch Events, and then the Stretch Podcast itself, which I'm going to talk about some of the changes that are coming. And then I showed her the Alone books, you know, the two books, and the third one that is beckoning. It's starting to annoy me. The sound of, you need to start thinking about book three, because Alone is going to be a trilogy. At least that's how it downloads to me. That's how it feels like it wants to be three books. So I have to write the final book. I will begin probably the writing process next year. And I will take it very nice and slowly, nice and easy, because, you know, if God willing, you see God willing now, I trust in God willing now. I would like to publish it in 2025, early May. May seems to be the month that I birth things. So yes, that's on the cards. And Alone books themselves have their own work, which I have not even looked at. I haven't even scratched the surface in terms of selling those books and doing those books justice, because, oh my God, anyone who's read Alone 1 and 2, especially Alone 1, you know what a gem it is, and it does require to be marketed and sold and all that. So I was under the overwhelm of all that, and then Kamo, there's the fact that I am, as Lebopule, some sort of a personality with things to offer outside Stretch School, outside Alone books. I have a newsletter, which you will know about. I've also got the notes about some of the changes that the newsletter has taken, you know, some of the stop-start that I've done with the newsletter, all in an effort to try and, you know, monetize, you know. I mean, this is a fact. I need to monetize these things. At some point, I really and truly need to get some financial gain from all this activity. Otherwise, I am like those people who burn themselves, who set themselves on fire so that people get warm, to make other people warm. Not sustainable at all. So yeah, I crashed emotionally, I crashed spiritually, where I went down to the, what do they call it, man, come on, how can I forget this word? Oh my god, how can I forget such a thing I talk about all the time with my coaching clients? That's another thing, coaching clients, Lebupule the coach, which is a whole other aspect of my work that is outside Stretch, outside Alone Books, outside other things that I do, outside Fall Peak, which is another thing, you know. So the dark night of the soul, the dark night of the soul, where I really just needed to go down into the underworld and to go into the belly of the fish, you know, like Jonah was swallowed by the fish only to be dropped in Nineveh, you know, the metaphoric, the deeper spiritual and metaphoric explanation of being swallowed by the fish, getting in that womb in that dark is a rebirth, you know, is a rebirth so that you can emerge stronger in the right city to do the right things. Okay, so what have I been up to, as apart from the fact that I was in the belly of the fish and I was in the darkness and in the hole? When you look at my social media, you would think otherwise. You would actually not believe all what I'm saying, because social media was showing progress and growth, and in fact someone else was even saying that, Mara, social media is not saying that you are popping. And I'm like, yeah. And the person was even saying, oh my god, you are popping on TikTok. I don't know how I'm popping on TikTok. I don't even follow anybody on TikTok. I've gained some 4,000 followers. Like, I don't know how, I don't know why. I think because I just drop the clips of the teachings I do at Stretch, like a 1 to 2 minute clip, and then I leave, because, you know, I really, I can't stand TikTok as a platform. I'm old. I guess I'm old, but I use it because if it is an avenue for one to push the work, then I will use it. So this person was like, how, what do you mean you are in the belly of a fish in the dark night of the soul when you seem to be doing so well? And this is the beauty and the paradox of life, isn't it? Where two seemingly completely different processes or opposite processes could be happening at the same time, you know. So while I was going through that, I knew in my heart that the work can't stop, you know. I can't, apart from affording it financially, because I think financially, in as much as it wasn't really, really great, it wasn't also back-breakingly bad. You know, there were moments where I would cry, but about it, that, you know, why is it not this much? Why is it like this? In as much as it wasn't extremely bad, but it was also not great. You know, so I had to keep on working, but I had to work smart, and I had to do what I truly, truly want to do. I had to slow it all the way down in terms of social media, personal. So what I decided to do is that I'm going to just work, use that social media for work strictly. I'm going to promote coaching, I'm going to promote my events, I'm going to promote the school, and I'm going to teach. And I'm not going to do anything else. And because you have to, you can't disappear. I'm not Oprah. I am not Brené Brown. They are my role models. But I'm not there. I can't disappear and expect to pop. Not yet. It's coming, but not now. So I kept pushing. And I remember, I think it was February actually. I had a dream of my mother, and this is something I share with the people who attended the mother wound events that I did, which were a resounding success, by the way. The mother wound events, both of them, the Naledi Farm and the Polokwane one, were sold out. They were full houses because, well, for both of them, I did not expect more than 25 people because, I mean, the content is intense, it's deep, it's really, really long. It's a long program. It's me speaking for 4 hours, teaching for 4 hours, obviously interactive, but it's a long program. So you really don't want a huge crowd if you're going to be interactive. If you're going to be 4 hours just giving a lecture, then that's fine. We can have hundreds, but I wanted the interaction. So in my head, a full house would be 25. And at Naledi Farm, we were 38 in total. And at Polokwane, we were 29 in total. And the beauty of both events is that the room was full of people I don't know. Yeah, there were people, there were regulars. There'll always be a regular or two. But Polokwane, I don't know those people except for Sedima. Shout out Sedima and Sarah, who are stretchers. And then the rest of the people were from Polokwane. Naledi Farm, same thing. A lot of people were from social media, Instagram in particular. Thank you, Instagram, to just acknowledge your support. They were sold out because I focused on actually just doing that. And in as much as, in my opinion, I was doing the bare minimum, because I wasn't scattered. I wasn't doing a podcast. I wasn't writing weekly newsletters. I wasn't interviewing people, three people a week for the podcast. I could focus on what my heart desires. Now, I dreamt of my mom, and it was after I've been praying, because I rediscovered prayer as well. And my mom says to me, you need to go back to the Bible and you need to go back to prayer. And she reminded me, she said to me, go back to that verse that you used to recite a lot when you were a little girl, Isaiah 41 verse 10. And if you're a Bible person, you know it. You can say it with me. Hey, we can just recite it. We don't have to page through. We can say it together. And the verse says, fear not, for I am with you. Be dismayed, for I am your God. I will help you. I will strengthen you. And I will uphold you in my righteous right hand. And I remember waking up the next morning, because I don't dream of my mom a lot like I did when she passed. You know, it happens, you know, the longer she's gone, the longer your loved one is gone, the shorter and rare the dreams will be, such that when you dream of them, you know that it's a message. And I remember that morning, I just went straight to my Bible and I opened it and I read, and yo, I cried. I cried because I felt as though, oh, either my mom or God can feel that I feel unsupported. And so it was a reminder that you are supported, you are held. You're just tired, fine, but you are supported, you are held. And you are not just held, you are upheld by my righteous right hand, you know? And that's when I woke up. And in the dream, she even said that, listen, next time you are on stage, ukhulume ngami. Most stage in futhi ukhulume ngami. And for me, it was just a clear message that I need to do the mother wound teaching. Ele hore, I have been terrified of doing mother wound. I've been learning about mother wound for years. Yeah, I think as long as I've been doing stretch, I've been reading and learning and researching about what mother wound is and downloading. And now, you know, when I say download, I don't mean Google. I mean being just listening to the ethers, listening to the morphic fields about mother wound. And my mom said, talk about me. And I knew that she's referring to the mother wound. I put it out there and it was a resounding success. So much so that people right now want it. I will bring it back before we close the year. We'll have it in December, I think early December. Because why? Because December is holidays. We're going to be meeting with family. We're going to be reconnecting with mothers and daughters. And, you know, you want to deal with that mother wound so that you can have speak a pleasant Christmas with family. So that's coming. Just look out for those dates on my socials, as you know, or on the newsletter and so on. Okay, now, geez, it's already 20 minutes and I haven't even told you what's what. I've just rambled on. Okay, so let me tell you what's happening and what's gonna happen to the podcast, right? So the first thing is, I'm only here because I said I'll come back in September, and I just want to be true to my word to say yes, it's September, I am back. But I am not back. I'm not back. The podcast will return properly in January, bright and early. Second week January, we will be bouncing back and we will continue doing the podcasts as per usual. Most probably weekly. But I don't want you to hold your breath and say definitely every Sunday. It will be Sunday still. But it might be bi-weekly or it might be weekly. But knowing me, I think it will be weekly because the bi-weekly thing throws me off. The one in, one out, it throws me off a bit. I do tend to like a consistency that is regular enough. So the regularity of weekly works for me. So let's just say it will be weekly. But bearing in mind that I want to make sure that I am patient with myself, I pace myself, I'm kinder to myself. So I might not be that boom, 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 Sunday anymore. It might be Sunday, you know, if we can, we will. If we can't, we might skip a Sunday here and you'll always be notified. Okay. So the podcast is coming back in the new year. However, at the beginning of the year, I had three conversations with three incredible women. And I don't want to bring the episodes next year. I think let them still be in this energy of this year because we recorded them in the energy of this year. And luckily, they are neutral enough. They are not time sensitive, but they would be stale if I take them in the new year. And also for their sake. I mean, people took time out. They spoke to me with the hope of being on the podcast. And then life happened. So I'm going to bring you those ladies. The first one, you know, she'll be coming for the third, if not fourth time. Our favorite coach, Jones Abeza. And the topic is happiness in a relationship. So I'll start with her and you'll get her next week, Sunday, right? And then the other two, I'm not going to give you their names. I want you to be wowed when we post the posters, when we post the promo posters and you're like, wow, but powerful, beautiful, two powerful women. And then I'll come back as a solo to wrap things up. And then we will not be here until second week of January. Okay, so that's what's happening now. Now, the changes that are going to happen with the Stretch Podcast is the following. You will recall that I've been trying to monetize the podcast through through please support the podcast, pod support, which either my communication wasn't great or you didn't really like, whatevs, or you were hoping others are supporting, or you were like, yeah, you thought it's radio, you thought radio are pateli, but radio the presenter body patel. Hey, people. Hi, level wire charger. Arpateli TV, le radio. Yeah, but they are salaried, you know. Here's the thing that we need to get in our heads as people. Everything has a cost. Every single thing in this world has a cost. When you are getting inspired, someone has done the inspiring. When you get motivated, someone has done the motivating. When you get healed, someone has done the healing. And that someone it has costed them something. It has costed them energy, effort, time, and maybe even money, because they could have studied something or learned something or bought a book. There's always a cost to things, especially the things that give you value, the things that you truly say, I value this. We must get into the habit of paying for it. Let me give you an example. In fact, I never thought I would give this example. Let me give you an example. Not so long ago, I had a beautiful, beautiful conversation with one of the mothers at Tau School. You know, it's a small town, so we tend to be these mothers. We're trying to create a netball club. Because I used to play netball many years ago when I was a little girl. And so I want to start a netball club so that there's something else that I do that is not work, rest, and home, and wonga, and all that. Something outside the home that is not work. Because even when I leave town, I'm working. So I want to bring an element of play in my life, which is something that this dark night of the soul made it clear, that you need to bring play into the whole thing. Because when you're not playing, you don't play on social media, you don't play with your friends, you don't play. So I want to bring play and via netball club. So she and I were talking the other day. We met for coffee at one of the most beautiful coffee shops. So affordable. I mean, their sandwiches are at Tasha's level, and I'm not kidding you. I'm not buying your face, but the price are, how can I compare it? The price, they're not even half. They're probably 60% less than what you'd get at Tasha's. So the other day we were sitting at a coffee shop and we were talking about the netball and some of the other things. And then I raised some of the issues I'm going through, the ones that I'm sort of sharing with you. And oh my goodness, Amanda, her name is Amanda. She gave me such incredible advice, like so soul touching kind of advice. The advice that you know that this is an answered prayer type of advice. This is God answering you. This is value. This is pearl. This is the pearls, you know, the pearls that you cast to pigs. She casted those pearls on me. Luckily, I was not a pig. Meaning I took it. I understood what she was doing. I understood the moment. I understood what I was getting. So moved that something said to me, pay her. Pay her. Like, give her something. I looked at my purse, which is strange because I hardly ever carry cash. I looked at my purse and I had 400 rands, just 400 rands. And something said, Mofe yona. I gave Amanda. I paid for the coffee. I gave Amanda that money. And later on, she comes and she says, you know, I did not even know how I was going to, you know, pay for this, this and the other. Let me not just expose too many things. So thank you. So that is the spirit, banaba ko khaye. That is the spirit. Where you get value, you must put money. You must put, or put whatever you feel is a fair value exchange. Okay. So here's what's going to happen, girl, with the Stretch Podcast. We are going to be a paid for podcast, meaning you as my listener, you are going to subscribe if you love the podcast. You are going to be on a subscription. And it will not be more than 100 rand a month. It will not get to there. If it goes to 100 rand, the highest it would probably be 120. It's something that we are working out. I'm working with an accountant so that, you know, the numbers ultimately make sense. And we are also doing this aware that not everybody will pay. Not all of you 900 followers, excuse me for that. And when I say 900, I'm counting the ones on Podbean, but the stats says that there's a lot more of you. And I'm counting the ones that have clicked follow the Stretch Podcast. That's where the 900 comes from. We know that at least not even 10% might buy. And this is not us not having trust on you, but that's just the general stats across the board, because there are many, many podcasts that have that subscription model, and between 0 to 10% of listeners subscribe to the podcast. for those $5 or $4 or $7, whatever the case is. So I'm going to take on that model, because I swear to God, if there's one thing I learned from this emotional and dark night of the soul, is that I don't want advertising that mean nothing to me. I don't want to have a third party to pay me to get to you. The advertising model is ancient. I mean, it's okay, it's actually not ancient, because it's about 100 years old. It's about 100, maybe 150. Very new if you think of global time and historical time and world time. That's short. But it's been the order of the day for content creators, writers, magazines, television, media spaces, which a podcast falls under media spaces, where for me to make money, I have to advertise Vodacom, li Omo, li Ing Ing, li Tiye, li Kofi Awa, guys, just so that they get to you. And you are not even interested in that. You are interested in the content I'm giving. So the Stretch Podcast is going to be one of those changing, those podcasts that are changing the narrative of, can listeners, can genuine listeners or lovers of the podcast actually support the creator? So it's going to work this way, because that's the model that I think is best. Most of my conversations with people, as you know, were between the an hour to 2 hours. I mean, the longest was 2.5 hours, I think. But I don't do less than an hour, as you know. So what will happen is that the first, between 20 and 25 minutes, the first 20 to 25 minutes of the conversation will be free. So anyone from anywhere will listen, will get the conversation, will get half the conversation or a quarter of the conversation, depending on how long the conversation is. And then if you are interested in the full episode, then you'll subscribe and know that, I mean, even if it's not a guest that you like, but you like enough of the guests, you know that, okay, you'll always get full episodes at 99 Rand or 89 Rand or 120, depending on the number that I end up landing up on. Okay. So why have an episode? Why give for free at all? So that we get new followers, we get new listeners. If I strictly cut it and make it strictly, it's hard. It's a hard sell. So, you know, have an episode and it will be enticing. I mean, it will be, we will give you great, great conversations such that you know that you want to listen further. And you know that you don't want to listen further. And you'll find also that even if you're a subscriber, you're not going to love all episodes. I mean, I subscribe to 4 podcasts that are paid for. But if $5, so it's a thing. Yeah, it's from my card. But I don't love all the podcasts. I don't love all the episodes. But I love enough. And I love the messaging. I love what the podcast hosts are about, what they're doing in the world. The value they're adding in the world and in my world. And for that, I contribute. And I'm sorry that this sounds like a lecture, but that's how serious I am about it. And I'm sure you can tell the energy is also a bit different, because I'm now sure that that's what I want. I'm no longer doubtful. I'm no longer asking. I'm no longer begging. I am informing. I nearly said I'm telling you. I'm informing you that that's what's going to happen with the Stretch Podcast. So you will see on social media, there'll be a link, and how it's going to work. It's going to be very easy for you. So if you subscribe every Sunday, you'll get a notification on your phone via your email that the full podcast is out. You wouldn't even have to come here to Podbean or wherever you listen. You will go directly to my place, my space where the full episode is found. It will be easy. Don't worry. It will be easy. I mean, these technologies is incredible these days. And you get the full episode, including the 5 rapid fire questions that I've changed. I mean, I've changed them around. I'm going to be asking very deep questions to my guests now. Okay. So that's the fit. Wow, my God. I can't believe I'm now in 35 minutes. And I thought this episode will be strictly 30 minutes. And I have so much to say still. Okay. So that's one. The second thing that's going to change about the podcast is that I decided that I'm going to go back to my original idea about the podcast, which is that I want to stick to spiritual stuff, spirituality things, you know, your Coco Joy types, my Sophia types. I want to go to teaching, healing, coaching types, you know, Joan Sabeza types, Casey Blake, edgy type of conversation, spirituality, religion, religious, parenting, things that are linked to Stretch School. Remember when I did the Stretch podcast, it was going to be a sister of Stretch School, which is why they share the name. But then along the way, you know, you get a team, you get advice that, no, maybe mix it up a bit, interview entrepreneurs, talk about business here, talk about this, you know, be broad because you are broad-minded, you know, that intro of mine that matters of wealth. Yes, but I want to remain true to my original idea. And part of the reason is that when we look at the stats, because you guys listen, eh? When we look at the stats, the highest numbers of downloads are those ones. Are Joan Sabeza types, Gogo Joy, Ma Sophia, Bongani Michael talking about men and manhood, how to be a man. You know, things that impact wena as a human being, family, community, spirituality, emotional well-being, physical well-being. That's where the podcast is going to remain. Business, entrepreneurship, new changing trends in business, workspace, no, I'm not going to go there. Another thing that I will have is the profile. We will profile incredible human beings. They can be celebrities or not, but it's going to be people whose lives are really, really worth your time, whose lives, people who've overcome incredible odds, people who've gone through things, people who've changed their lives, those type of conversations where you get something, where you get inspired, where you see yourself in the person. So that's what the conversations are going to be about. I won't be doing solo episodes because I have a different idea for all that. I'll do solo audio under Lebupule Coaching Notes. And again, it's things that you'll just have to stick to my Facebook and my Instagram to see all these changes. So coaching notes, and specifically I'll be giving coaching notes. Why do I want to do that? That will also be subscription based. Why do I want to do that? Because I noticed a lot of people need coaching, but a lot of people can't actually afford some of our fees. My fees are apparently one of the highest in terms of coaching, because my fees $1,005. I don't think it's high, but anyway, people say it is. There's a lot of people who need coaching, but they can't afford my fees. Sometimes it's a time thing, sometimes it's whatever. So what I want to do for that is, once every 2 weeks, there'll be a coaching message that I give. Actually, you'll see how it will work, because I'll do an audio for it, explaining what I'm doing with it. And so you'll subscribe to that. So there'll be themes and topics. If you want to learn how to gain your power back, there'll be a series on that where I'm giving you how to go about it. People will subscribe to that that will also help me instead of seeing people one-on-one, because I really and truly want to reduce that. I want to stop the one-on-one and reduce it to people who I feel are worthy and understand the value of energy exchange, people who understand the value of my one-on-one time, you know. I want to, my physical space, my physical presence, I want it to be more with crowds, more with my teachings, you know, like the Mother Wound teaching and retreats and the workshops. So I want to free myself to be available for the events that I create. People can see me there physically, and for the retreats. One-on-one coaching, I will be very, very selective, which is why I'm doing coaching notes, because I love coaching, but I don't have the bandwidth to do everything that I'm doing and still have 4 one-on-one Zoom sessions with people who don't do my homework, with people who forgot, with people who just want to have a chat. You know, it's true, you know yourself. People who just want to see my face on Zoom. I know it sounds weird, but I'm telling you. I had a client who says, hey, wait, now I'll sleep. I can't get a homework. I can't get a homework. Not anymore. So that's me putting boundaries right there. Okay, guys. So that's what's going to be happening. Lastly, you can see there's a new logo. So new logo, just so that it looks more like a podcast. The previous logo, there was nothing wrong with it. It's just that it wasn't marrying to the Stretch School. So what I told Eloise, the person who designed the new logo and the new Stretch School of Life and the new Stretch School look and feel, I told her that I want when someone looks at Stretch School and Stretch Podcast, they know that it's one family. Nothing wrong with the previous one. It will change. Will change also on the websites. Will change my website. My personal website will also change to represent where I'm at now, to showcase all the things I've covered. So a lot is going to change between now and January. You know, so that's why I can't do the podcast now. There's a lot of back office work that we are cleaning up and fixing, including the website and all that. Lastly, before I go, Stretch School Class of 2023 for the full program, the 12 months one, is open for enrollment. If you enroll in September and October, you get 20% discount for 2 months. So if you enroll in September, you get discount for September and discount for October, 20%. If you enroll in October, you get October and November, 20%. On top of that, there's a 15-day trial where within the 15 days, if you are not happy, you can just, bye. As if that's not enough. If you like it within 15 days, we start charging you by day 16. But you still have that 30 days where you can get your money back. Excuse me. If you don't like it, if you feel like, I know, that's corny, for whatever reason, you can get your money back. And what I love about it is all automated, so there's nowhere where you and I talk, but you will get support from the VA, virtual assistant, should you need like to email us or anything like that. But Stretch School Class of 2023 is officially open for you to enroll. And why do we want to enroll in September? Because it's hard to enroll in January. I've done this long enough to know. So you enroll in September so that come January, you know you have Stretch. You are already further. You've done the laws. Probably you are entering into the archetypes. You are now feeling like, okay, I am understanding this thing. I'm feeling it. You found your rhythm. You found your pace. You found your routine, because it's self-study. So you'll have to find your own pace. I know a lot of my students. I mean, I have one who does her stretch work every Saturday morning. It's a Saturday school. Another one, every day in the evenings, she does 2 videos and then she journals. Another one does Sundays. You find your own way. You find your own rhythm. The program, you can finish it between 9 and 12 months. I give people 12 months because life happens. And also, 12 months is the payment period. Really, I'm giving you a pay. You can pay the whole thing at once and do the stretch work for 2 years or for 8 months. But I guarantee you, you can't finish it in less than 6 months. So why care, life happens. Sometimes things happen. Like I've had 2 students of mine, one lost a parent, one work got very weird, that they lost about a month or 2, and then they came back and caught up. And also that's the beauty of the program, because if you lose a month and not attend class, for you to come back, it means there's value there. Because now forget about it if there's no value, you know. So yeah, it's your own pace. Final thing, and I promise you, I'm gonna go. As you can see, there's no music with this one. There's no trailer music. There's no. I'm still listening to trailer music. I'm still listening to outro music. And I will have an intro, you know, like that intro that you guys love. Like, matters. Matters of spiritual growth and well-being. Yeah, I will record another one, and maybe it won't be so happy. Maybe it's gonna be like, hello, welcome to Stretch School, my name is Lebo Bule, and yeah, okay, time to go. Guys, I will see you next week with Jones Ebeza, and the topic is happiness in a relationship. I think you're gonna love it. It's gonna trigger you, it's gonna make you think deep. But it's Joe and me, and you know, whenever Joe and I meet, there's bound to be magic, and there's bound to be healing, and there's bound to be learning. And I thank you, my friends, for listening, for tuning in. For speaking of tuning in, do you know, guys, how you guys have been listening to the podcast? Like, this every day there's someone listening, sometimes as high as like 30 people, 30 downloads. Like, who are these people? Sometimes 19, sometimes 8, but there's never a day where it's zero. Never. Let me see today, actually. You see today, you see yesterday, 7 people listened. And I give you, do you understand the value that you are getting? Do you understand that it's value? So I will give you the final 3 episodes for this year. You'll hear all of them, you know, I'm not going to cut them. But from next year, all conversations, when you're on the free, you'll get half the conversation. And when you subscribe, you will get the full episode plus other things. I mean, plus Buddy Ask Me Anything, plus other bonus. And maybe you might even get coaching notes as bonus. We will see. Okay, thank you so much for staying there, for keeping the podcast going, for sharing it with other people, and for asking when is it returning. It's back next year. I just had to show face and to share all the things that I've shared. Still crazy exhausted despite the put on voice. Still doing the bare minimum, in as much as it doesn't look like it's bare minimum. Trust me, I do the bare minimum these days. I have a retreat coming up next month. If you're keen, let me know. Check my social media. It is late, but I know there's always last minute people who can afford these things. So if you are keen, check my socials and let's talk. For now, let me love you and let me wish you love and all green lights as always.